This is KPTZ 91.9 FM. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, January 3rd, 2023. Happy New Year, everyone. Yesterday, Water Street near the Port Townsend Ferry Terminal was closed to traffic after part of the hillside collapsed across from the Bayview Restaurant. Traffic was detoured onto Washington Street. The road was closed before 6 a.m. and was closed most of Monday morning. According to the PT leader, a front loader was at the site of the landslide and was clearing the road just after 9 a.m. yesterday, and when this reporter drove down Water Street at noon, the sand had been cleared. There was a sign that said low-hanging wires because a utility pole on the bluff side of the street was leaning between 15 and 20 degrees, and the wires cross Water Street at that point by the restaurant, and they weren't any lower than 15 feet. These numbers are estimates as I did not have either a protractor or a tape measure with me at the time. Elsewhere on Water Street, near Gaines Street and near the site of the recently improved sewage lift station, there was a sewer pipe failure last week due to the storm surge and king tide. Steve King explained on KPTZ's Bureaucracy Now! Last Thursday that the ground around the sewer pipe is fill. The high water and pounding surf undermined that area as well as other areas all along the Port Townsend waterfront. In August of 2018, Seattle via Port Townsend's Kilsyth Band had the opportunity of a lifetime, opening for Modest Mouse when the beloved Issaquah Band played Port Townsend. Kilsyth Band had just released their debut EP, The Good Get Gone, after years honing their craft. The EP is chock full of catchy indie pop, and the earworm title track was the KEXP Song of the Day on September 9th of that year. The five-piece band is made up of vocalist percussionist Tristan Markham, guitarist Joel Mars, bassist Kyle Hove, guitarist keyboardist Connor Sisk, and drummer Christian Powers. The video, The Good Get Gone, directed by Mars and his girlfriend Ashley Campbell, which centers on the sport of hula hoop jousting, is available on the KEXP website. The Kilsyth Band played a New Year's Eve show at the Uptown Pub this past Saturday night, and before Kilsyth Band, North Beach played a great set, including Bob Dylan's You Ain't Going Nowhere. At one point during the Kilsyth Band set, they played a special song as a tribute to Jeremiah Green, the drummer and one of the founders of the indie rock band Modest Mouse, who died on Saturday at the age of 45. The leader reported yesterday that Modest Mouse and Carol Namatame, Green's mother, both announced his passing on social media Saturday. Isaac Brock of Modest Mouse said Green had been diagnosed with cancer in an Instagram post last Wednesday. On Saturday, Modest Mouse posted on Instagram, quote, "I don't know a way to ease into this. Today, we lost our dear friend Jeremiah. He laid down to rest and simply faded out. I'd like to say a bunch of pretty words right now, but it just isn't the time. These will come later and from many people. Please appreciate all the love you give, get, have given, and will get. Above all, Jeremiah was about love. We love you." Green and his wife, Lauren, have lived in Port Townsend and have owned the boutique store Thuya in downtown since 2017. Modest Mouse performed at the 2022 Thing Festival in Port Townsend in August and were scheduled to tour South America with the tour kicking off in Buenos Aires for Lollapalooza Argentina 2023. In January, the public health briefings for the Jeffco Board of County Commissioners have gone to two per month, but because of two Monday holidays, one was this morning, and the next briefing is Tuesday, January 17th on Chris Bricker's show, Morning on the Salish. Dr. Allison Berry said our current case rate in Jefferson County is 280 per 100,000. There is one person currently hospitalized due to COVID, and there are no new deaths this week. The rest of the numbers will be available later today if you go to jeffersoncountypublichealth.org. On the RSV and flu front, Dr. Berry said we are starting to see those numbers downtrend, which is good, she says, but it's too early to see a proper bump of cases due to the holidays. Just your weekly reminder, wear a well-fitting, high-quality mask in indoor public settings, stay home if you are sick, and if you can, get a flu shot and the bivalent COVID booster shot. Submit your public health questions to Dr. Allison Berry and Willie Bentz by emailing contact us at kptz.org by Friday, January 13th at noon to be answered the following Tuesday, January 17th. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening.